I'm joined by K's manager Ian McDonald after this afternoon's 3-3 draw at Hastings, which wasn't quite enough to push K's up into the playoff. Ian, today sums up our season really. We've dropped points against a lower place side. It came down to the last game, but it needn't have.
No, it needn't have done. If you look at, I've just said to the boys, our performances in April, away from home, losing all three games. You know, when we'd only lost two away from home all season, it's very, very disappointing. And, the first half today, after again, similar to the Bass League, getting a great start and going one up, you know, giving us a platform to build on. We seem to sort of like disappear back into the traps and not come out of them again till after half time. And, you know, the second goal was fortunate for us. We're really, really disappointed. You know, we're disappointed for ourselves, but more so we're disappointed for our supporters.
You stayed out with the players a long time after the game on the pitch. What were you saying to them out there? What can you say to them?
Well, we didn't know the final issue. You know, we'd heard rumours and we'd heard nothing official, so we thought, well, if we stay out there for 5 minutes and just have our chat that we'd normally have in the dressing room and see if we can get a reaction from our fans, whether it's that. And everything seemed to be quiet, so obviously it wasn't going to be good news. So it wasn't actually till we went back in the dressing room that we'd learnt that Dover had got a result from their game and Tooting had got a result from their game, hence we finished seventh. So there's nothing untoward speaking out there. It was just a nice day and speak to them out there before we go in the hot steamy dressing room.
We started with three centre-forwards on the pitch. Tony Reid looked like he was playing left wing. What was the thought behind that, leaving Martin Lee on the bench?
Well, I tried to play the three strikers up front and unfortunately the way they started meant that we had to pull Tony back into a left wing situation because they were just running amok through us, you know. As I've said, our shape, our performance, our endeavour, our attitude in the first half was really, really disappointing to deal with situations that they threw at us. And again, it wasn't until they come in at half time when we just said to them, they look like the team that are going 3 points for promotion and we look like the team who are just on their summer holidays at the moment. And alright, we got a response from them in the second half. We had to go for it, got a fortuitous penalty, stuck that away. Unfortunately, we just couldn't conjure up the other goal.
It finished with 10 aside. The referee sent a player from both camps. Any comments on the refereeing decisions today?
Well, we've had the referee three games this season now. In the three games, he sent 10 players off, so he was a little bit below average for that today. But I just felt he could have let the game go a little bit more. He sets a precedent, booking Julian early on in the game, and if he's going to book Julian for a tackle like that, then there's going to be a lot worse follow. And I don't know exactly what the total was, but I would have thought he was getting up towards double figures. Sending two players off, at the end of the day, he hasn't cost us the extra points we needed today.
There's talk in the press this week of a new takeover for the club, more uncertainty off the field. How good timing is that, releasing that sort of information 3 days before such a massive game as today?
I suppose it's... You know, I think a change of structure within the club off the field is inevitable. You know, we live from day to day, and we've done absolutely fantastic to get through to the end of the season. And again, I'll mention the supporters for that, because the support that they've given us through the terraces and at functions has been absolutely magnificent, and that's why we've been able to survive as much as we could. But at the end of the day, you know, Jimmy hasn't got millions of pounds, and I'm sure he's going to need some help along the way. And he's often stated he'll never sell the club out to one person, and I don't think he will. But hopefully, we get the added support, or Jimmy gets the added support, and we can be a lot financially sound off the pitch.
In terms of today's game, though, you didn't feel it had a negative impact on the players ahead of today's game?
No, I don't think so. I think most of the players live outside the borough, probably don't even see the newspapers, never heard anything about it in training on Thursday night. I didn't even know there was an article in the non-league paper yesterday. So that came as news to me, and I'm the manager. I don't think that caused a problem. I think it was just us not being able to deal with Hastings in the first half. And again, the half time usual rollicking, and it G'd him up, and as I've said, the performance was better second half, but it wasn't enough.
Is it too early to think yet about next season? Any thoughts in your mind and Stuart's mind as to who you might be keeping next season and what your plans are?
Well, we haven't finished this season yet. You know, we've got a game in a fortnight. You know, I'll give the lads a week off. We'll train on the Monday and Wednesday before the cup final against AFC, and then we'll see. But no, I haven't really spoke to Stuart about who's going to stay. You know, it's a question of who wants to stay, who wants to go. We'll speak about that over the next week, and then you know, we'll get the cup final out of the way, and then we'll make our final decisions.